This is NNN, a division of LNNOPQRSTV News. It's been a historic moment for the world when America witnessed the swearing-in of its 44th president and its first of African-American descent. Along with this historic moment, America has also undergone an economic upheaval, and of course, the war on terror and Middle East crisis does continue. Ampersand Bloopers has produced a full-length NNN special report and caught up with many of the celebrities, world dignitaries and presidents, and even those involved in scandals. He brings us this exclusive one-on-one interview with them. Ampersand, are you there?
Thanks, Wolverine Blitzen and Donder. I went across the world and interviewed so many people, and tonight you'll see bits of those interviews, starting with outgoing President George Bush. Glad to have you here, sir. And the first question is, on that very last day as president, and what did you want to tell the American people?
Don't you forget about me. Don't.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Please give me one more night. Give me one more night.
How did it feel to see the U.S. again in the hands of the Democrats?
First I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Before you go, if you could ask Osama, not Obama, Osama bin Laden, one thing, what would that be?
How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so...
Thank you, sir. Now it's over to the First Lady herself. Michelle, your relationship is being touted as being dynamic. Give us some insight before you got married, and what did you say to Barack to cause him to propose to you? And what else did you say to him?
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy.
As First Lady, you might come under verbal attack by sassy female aggressors. What would you say to them?
Do what you want, but you're never gonna break me. Sticks and stones are never gonna shake me. Oh.
Well said. Let's ask your husband. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the president himself. Welcome, sir. And I just finished talking to Michelle and got the juicy details on your relationship. Now it's your turn. Barack, why were you attracted to Michelle?
She got a wrong thing. That's why I love her. Missing it, baby. Ooh, the way you shine.
You know, people are saying if Monica Lewinsky shows up to work, it could be a randomly, awkwardly Uber time, especially if Bill is in the room. Let's listen to what a few of the people are saying.
Anytime she come around, something is about to go down.
Mr. President, what would you say to her?
She said nobody has to know.
President Clinton, without putting you on the spot, is there anything you'd like to contribute?
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal when you say it's over.
Yes, thanks. We're now with Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Clinton, now that you're Secretary of State, will you be out of the country all the time? Any words for Bill?
Every step you take, I'll be watching.
Okay, dokie. So, back to you, President Obama. The inauguration is over. From now on, you'll be spending your nights in the White House. What are your plans, sir? President Obama, you've had the largest inauguration ever. Millions of people in Washington. What do you have to say about that?
That's the way I like it.
Once the honeymoon is over, you know the press might be all over you. How will you respond to those attacks?
Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do.
Most senators in Washington are referring to your administration as squeaky clean in comparison to the previous one. What are the people calling you?
They call me Mr. Clean. Yeah, they call me Mr. Clean.
We now break for a live report from Wall Street.
And we're now with the SEC Chairman Christopher Cox. Mr. Cox, what do you think of Bernie Madoff?
No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Anything else? And over here we've got Oprah Winfrey. Oprah, do you have a pet name for our commander-in-chief and the vice president?
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony.
Back to you, President Obama. What's the latest today between the Israelis and the Palestinians?
Everybody was kung fu.
President Obama, what's your relationship like with John McCain?
Although we've been through, I know we're cool.
We break again for our reporter in the field, Geraldine Rivers, who is standing by with Osama bin Laden. Osama, we've had a whole planet looking for you. Where have you been?
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Osama, do you have anything to say to Presidents Bush and Obama?
Do you really want to hurt?
Osama, you really don't know much about President Obama, but what do you think President Bush is like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Back in Washington with one last question for President Obama. Do you have anything to say to Speaker Pelosi?
Because you're hot and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down.
Sir, any closing words?